It's been almost 3 months since a gunman opened fire at a Las Vegas music festival and killed 58 people. Since then, more than $22 million has been donated to help families of those killed and those who survived. The Las Vegas Victims Fund is a nonprofit corporation established to distribute the money. A committee of 17 people representing the Las Vegas community oversees the fund, and the group recently released its final protocol for distribution. I spoke with Scott Nielsen, who chairs the committee, and started by asking how the two town halls they held and 1,700 comments they gathered impacted their work.
We heard two main themes, and one was there were people that had been significantly injured, but that were not ever hospitalized or admitted to a hospital, and they said, hey, it's only fair that we be included too. And then we also heard from people who were emotionally traumatized, and they asked for payment as well. So the committee then expanded the protocol to include those people that had been physically injured but not hospitalized. But we did not expand the protocol to include people who were emotionally traumatized because there were more than 22,000 people at the concert, and we just didn't have enough money. There's as generous as this community has been and all of the contributors have been, when you think about that universe of people, there isn't enough money to give everybody a financial payment from the fund.
What was it like to make that kind of decision?
Very difficult, because the people that are suffering from emotional trauma, those are real victims, and they have real issues and real problems that they're dealing with. And we heard some very sincere stories about people not being able to go to work and not being able to make their rent payments and in fear of losing their jobs and their homes and so forth. We're trying to provide help to those people in terms of being able to get them to resources so they can seek counseling. But it's extremely difficult because they also have financial needs, and we know we can't help everybody.
Your group talked with Kenneth Feinberg, who was the administrator for the Compensation Fund for Victims of the September 11th attacks. What was he able to share?
Well, Ken and his firm were extremely helpful. They are the ones that originally provided a draft protocol, sort of the template that Boston had used after the Boston Marathon bombing and that Orlando had used after the Pulse shooting. And so that was our starting point as a committee to try to evaluate how to disperse these funds. And then along the way, as we would make changes to try to amend the protocol to fit this situation, Ken was there every step of the way to provide us with advice and counsel in terms of what he thought was doable and what he thought was appropriate.
I don't know how to ask this without sounding harsh or insensitive, but how do you determine what someone's life is worth or what their injury is worth?
It's a good question, but that's really not what we're doing. The purpose of this committee was to take the money that had been contributed, and this is a gift, and it's now been collected from a lot of different people, companies here locally and others, and what we're trying to do is simply distribute that gift in a way to try to help those people that were most severely impacted. And so we're not evaluating people to say, what is a life worth? Or to evaluate a situation to say, you know, what was their economic loss? Did they lose, you know, their wages that they lost or their medical fees? We're not looking at that at all. We're just saying this is a gift and we're going to divide that gift up and give it to people to try to help them.
What is the process for people to apply for funds?
Prior to the end of the year, there'll be a claim form that is on our website, LasVegasVictimsFund.org. And people can go to that site and you can find the final protocol there. You'll be able to find the claim form there. And people then be able to start filling out the claim. And then they have until January 31st to submit those claims.
Do you have any advice for other cities that may unfortunately face something similar in the future?
There are a number of organizations and unfortunately other locations that have been through this before. And so there is a protocol starting to develop in terms of best practices of how to try to help people after a tragic situation like this. So reaching out to others. I also think that there are a number of victims and survivors who have been left out of this process who are trying to look at doing something on a national basis, perhaps create a fund, and this might have to come from help from the federal government that we create a fund that would be immediately available in a situation like this.
How has the whole process affected you?
It has reinforced in me that how serious and how painful this is for so many people and how huge this is. You know, everybody that lives in Las Vegas knew someone that was impacted by it or was there or injured. You know, there's only one degree of separation, even in a community, you know, you think is a pretty good sized community, but it's a rather small town in some ways. And so we all knew somebody who was there or somebody who's been severely impacted. And, you know, it's a troubling thing. It's difficult when you can't help everyone. And that's been, the biggest struggle for the members of the committee. But also you see the magnitude of it and the real human impact of people, 22,000 plus people impacted, many of whom are not getting back to their normal lives ever.
Scott Nielsen is chairman of the Las Vegas Victims Fund Committee.